This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
Hello everyone and welcome back to K-Talk by Giho Lee here on OAR FM. Your go-to space for all things about Korean language, music, drama, food and culture. 방금 들으신 노래는 아이브가 부른 I Am. 이 노래는 우선 리듬이 신나고 뭔가 희망을 주고 사람의 기운을 북돋는 느낌을 줍니다. This song creates highly positive vibe to me. 매일 하루하루를 판타지 소설의 새로운 장을 써내려가듯 설레이고 뭔가 새로운 이야기를 만들고 싶어하고 어려움이 닥쳐도 좌절하고 포기하는 것이 아니라 상관하지 않고 내일은 다를 거야. 이 어려움은 내가 이겨낼 수 있어. 다시 시작하면 돼. 하고 후를 털고 다시 일어나서 새로 시작하는 용기, 이런 느낌을 주는 그런 노래입니다. 그래서 아주 좋아요. 그래서 선곡을 했고 같이 듣고 싶었습니다. The lyrics sounds like a poem or words of prayer or message from meditation. Let's look at a few lines of the lyrics. The starting line is so great. 다른 문을 열어 따라갈 필요는 없어. Open a different door. You don't need to follow others. 너는 너의 길로, 난 나의 길로. You go your way, I go my way. 하루하루마다 색이 달라진 느낌. Day by day, a feeling of having different color. 밝게 빛이 나는 길을 찾아. Searching for a way with a bright light. I'm on my way. 넌 그냥 믿으면 돼. I'm on my way. 보이는 그대로야. Yes, that is my life. Life is 아름다운 갤럭시. Beautiful galaxy. Be alright. 장르로는 판타지. Be alright of a fantasy novel. 'So that is who I am. Look at me, look at me, look at me. 'So 어제랑 또 다른 짜릿한 나. Yeah. 'So I'm different from yesterday. 'So oh me and 짜릿한. 짜릿한 means a feeling of nervous and thrilled. Because I'm different from yesterday, I feel a little bit nervous but thrilled. 두려운 모든 게 설레이게, 그 설레이다. It means I have heart flutter. Feeling of heart flutter. That's my life. Life is 아름다운 갤럭시. Be alright. 장르로는 판타지. 내일 내게 열리는 건 big, big stage. Yes. Tomorrow, I will have a big stage. For my day. So that is who I am. 어느 깊은 밤 길을 잃어도 차라리 날아올라 그럼 내가 지나가는 대로 길이거든. So 어느 a dim night even I lose orientation rather just fly up. 그럼 as I go past, that pathway becomes my road. That pathway goes, becomes a road. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, fly up. 예스. Yes. 내일 내게 열리는 건 big stage, big, big stage. So that is who I am. 예, yeah, 가사, the lyrics is so beautiful and giving strength. And hope. Over the last 6 years, we have been holding Korean language classes and cultural workshops in Dunedin. It was for many levels of people from the community. Some were quite good and determined. Some were just new to the Korean language, but joined the society because wanted to know more about the Korean culture. K-pop and drama were the two main drivers. BTS and Blackpink were the two big heads leading obsessions to K-pop. And I think Crash Landing on You, 사랑의 불시착, and Squid Game, 오징어 게임, were the two most dramas we talked in DKSS. Personally, through these experiences, I gained very precious understanding about a few things. Today, I wanted to share my thoughts about what I learned. So, today's show is my personal reflection on what happened over the last 6 years in the society and how I have been developing better perspective about the language and culture and also about the nature of a community group. The first. The most important understanding I gained is I now have much deeper level of understanding on what is important in the language. I watched a YouTube video presented by the communication expert. The main idea of him is that most people believe that what he or she says is direct, reflection of his or her thoughts developed in the brain. But actually, in many cases, there are large discrepancies between our thoughts and words we speak out through the mouth. Why? Because we use muscles to speak, and those muscles are controlled by the brain and spine. So this is a highly complicated process. We develop thoughts in the higher parts of the brain and send signal to the lower parts of the brain and the spine to make sounds by mobilizing needed muscles for vocalization. The difficulties are that this process of speaking is a special skill we can only develop through training and practices. It means that to be able to exactly say what we think, we need a great deal of practice and training. As if we want to be good at rocket sports, you need to learn and train to develop the skills of hitting the ball as you wish to control. This sounds a simple idea, but actually it has much, much deep meaning for our life and also about what is the best way of learning a new language. We need to know that what other people are saying may not what he or she intends to say, but only a variation of those. So what we really need to do is to take a process of verification through asking questions. Always, like, do you mean this? Or is it what you want to say? If we do not have questions, it means that the other person whom you are talking with is actually not much interesting to what you are saying. In other words, the communication is not going well. What is the point of learning a new language if we do not know how to communicate meaningfully in this newly learned language? Always ask questions to verify what you hear when you speak in Korean. Second, I gained understanding about the meaning of culture. When we say culture, it means a diverse aspect of the life, such as what we eat, food, wear, clothing, and fashion, where we live, architecture, music, drama, literature, etc. All aspects of life form culture. Korean culture and Kyiv culture. What do you think the most important ingredient of the culture then? I have no doubt in saying that the language is the prime component. No language, no culture. No doubt. You can still experience and enjoy Korean culture without understanding of the Korean language, but only at a superficial level. You can't go deeper without language. You can still experience and enjoy Korean culture without understanding on the Korean language, but only for a temporary season. You can't go longer without language. Language is the backbone, skeleton of culture, any culture. Third, this is something related to how a community group is formed and develops. To be able to exist as a community group, we need the reason to exist. Exactly defined the reasons which reflect the values and visions are essential. In theory, it sounds simple, and everybody can say that I know that. But actually, what I found is the values and visions are getting clearer only through execution, experience. Any values and visions can be written down on a paper, but that does not necessarily mean that those written words can make the group prosper. The ideas, values and visions also evolve as the group builds up experience. So unless it is continually redefined and revised based on the failures that the group has been experiencing, the values and visions cannot direct the group to the right orientation. The fourth is about the name change. Lately, we changed our name from Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society to Dunedin Korean Language Club, DKLC. It would be hard to grasp the difference instantly, but there were reasons for the change. Over the last 6 years, the society has been led by volunteering Korean teachers who led the Korean language class and cultural workshops. And the members participated in the classes and workshops as followers. We have been trying to develop leadership team by non-Korean members, but it did not go well. The main reason for that is, I think, the idea on who is the owner of the society was different. That was because Korean teachers play the main leadership roles of teaching and facilitating the workshops. It became natural for members to believe that those teachers are the owners and the other participants are the followers. I thought this is the point that we need to make a change. And change the name to the Dunedin Korean Language Club can be a way to mitigate the barrier between Koreans and non-Koreans and help non-Koreans who are studying the Korean language as a hobby can foster the idea of ownership and leadership with little emotional barrier. So the name change is to signify our focus on Korean language study to become bilingual in English and Korean. By being able to speak both languages, we intend to enrich our lives in Dunedin by embracing both Korean and Kiwi culture. The last topic I wanted to discuss is about a new format of language culture hybrid workshop. Members develop and lead new language culture hybrid workshops from the second semester of this year. A language culture hybrid workshop is a type of training session that combines language learning with cultural exploration. Rather than treating language and culture as a separate subject, this type of workshop integrates them to help participants understand not just how to speak a language, but how to communicate appropriately and effectively within the cultural context where the Korean language is spoken. This hybrid workshop will replace our separated language classes and workshops. The theme of the hybrid workshops are diverse from K-pop singing, drama role play, food cooking, quiz, games, to just talking over walking. We will try to be highly creative in developing the contents of these new hybrid workshops, and we will share what we are doing on our Facebook page, so follow us. I have a strong confidence that this is the right decision and the right direction that we need to take to prosper as a community group in Dunedin. Okay, these are all of my thoughts today. If this episode touched you, please follow us, share it with your friend, and leave a message on our Facebook page. We are a group of people who are interested in studying, learning Korean language and culture in Dunedin. We are aiming to be bilingual in English and Korean to understand and embrace both sides of culture. If you are living here in Dunedin and want to join us, send us a message on our Facebook page. We finish the episode with another song, 시작 by 가호. Until next time, take care of your heart, your mind, and your songs. 감사합니다. Thank you.
설레게 하지 모든 걸 이겨낼 것처럼 시간을 뒤쫓는 시계바늘처럼 앞질러 가고 싶어 하지 그 어느 마지막을 가질 테니 부러진 것처럼 한 발로 뛰어도 난 나의 길을 갈 테니까 지금 나를 위한 약속 멈추지 않겠다고 또 하나를 앞지르면 꼭 너의 뒤를 따라
여러분, welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.